Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Iowa's unemployment rate dropped to 2.8% in December. Today, Iowa Workforce Development announced the rate, which was down from 2.9% in November. Iowa's unemployment rate compares to a 4.1% rate for the nation. The agency says Iowa added 7,100 jobs in December, bringing the total number of jobs in the state to 1.6 million. Job gains were strongest in manufacturing, healthcare, and transportation. There were an estimated 47,000 unemployed Iowa residents in December. Well, the new police chief will be sworn in tonight in Moline. John Hitchcock has worked for the department for 26 years, most recently as interim chief. Hitchcock plans to keep pushing his officers, he says, to be more visible in the city.
My goal is to make sure we're a totally community-oriented policing department. That will be our philosophy. I want to make sure that all the technology that's out there that can be brought to bear to help fight crime, suppress crime, and serve our citizens is there.
Hitchcock has held a variety of jobs in the Moline Department, including parole officer, undercover operations, team supervisor, SWAT teams, and public relations officer. After his appointment is confirmed by the city council, he'll be sworn in tonight. A federal judge has ordered the University of Iowa to reinstate a Christian student group that's suing the university for religious discrimination. Business Leaders in Christ argued it would be irreparably harmed if it was barred from participating in tomorrow's student organization fair at the University of Iowa. Last year, the university found that the student group violated the Iowa Civil Rights Act when it denied a leadership position to a gay student. Judge Stephanie Rose ruled today the university must reinstate the group for 90 days, after which it can seek further action. She writes that Business Leaders in Christ would otherwise lose its First Amendment rights. Well, paintings by some of the best-known artists will visit the Quad Cities later this year. For 3 months, beginning in October, the Figge Art Museum in Davenport will host French Moderns, Monet to Matisse, 1850 to 1950. Figge Executive Director Tim Schiffer says the 60 works come from the collection of the Brooklyn Museum in New York.
And it includes some of the most well-known Impressionists, Monet, obviously, Cézanne, Renoir, Degas, but it also includes earlier works, kind of starting with French academic painting, and then going all the way up through Matisse to the modernists of the 20th century.
Funding for the exhibition comes from a group of local residents who raised $1 million to use as an endowment to support this and other major exhibitions every other year at the Figge. In addition, about 30 partners will put on special programs in conjunction with the exhibition, including colleges, libraries, ballet Quad Cities, and the Quad Cities Symphony Orchestra. And a graduate of Moline High School will soon become its next principal. Last night, the school board approved the appointment of Trista Sanders. She'll begin a new job in July following the retirement of Dan McGuire. Sanders began her education career teaching English at Aledo High School, then came to her alma mater where she's worked as an English teacher and high school counselor. Currently, she's the assistant principal for curriculum, instruction, and assessment. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.